'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the city, not a creature was stirring. Crash! Blam! Kaboom! Except for Bad Kitty. How did she get here, you may ask yourself? It's a very long story. I'll tell it myself. First thing this morning, I woke to a clatter. I ran downstairs and asked, "What's the matter?" That's when I found Kitty. In the midst of her caper, she tore through the gifts and was covered in paper. The angels were ambushed, the books were all bumped, the cards were all crushed, and the drums were all dumped. The eggnog was ended, the fruitcake was flung, the gifts were all gutted, and the holly unhung. The icicles injured, the jingle bells jumped, Kris Kringle was kicked, the lights were all lumped. The manger was mauled, the nutcracker nailed, the ornaments ousted, the poinsettias paled. The quiet was quashed, the ribbons ripped up, the stars went stirring, and the tree was tipped up. The unicorn ungulled, vixen was vexed, the wreath looked just wretched. The xylophone is zed, your yuletide looked yucky. My zeal had been zapped. That's when I found Kitty in the shreds where she napped. Oh, Kitty, Bad Kitty, I'm filled with distress. You ruined our Christmas. Just look at this mess. All of these presents, these are for you. Why did you do it? And Kitty said, meow. Though they were presents and bundles and boxes galore, Kitty was angry. She wanted more. She wanted an ape and a bear and a gourmet dish. A duck and an eagle baked with a fish. A gecko, a horse, an abyss, a jackal. A kiwi and a lion in soup with a mackerel. A narwhal and owl and penguin on rye. A quetzal and a rabbit and a seahorse in a pie. A toad, an urchin, a vole and a whale. A xeros and yak fried with zebra tail. That does it. I've had it. Just look at this place. I don't care if you're mad, Kitty. You're a disgrace. I've never known someone so selfish and greedy. 'Tis the season, you know, to give to the needy. I better start cleaning. You know what? What will you do? Do you feel like helping? And Kitty said, meow. She was still miffed when they packed up to go on an afternoon trip to the Christmas Eve show. As we left for the city to see Uncle Murray, the window was open and Kitty left in a hurry. Oh, Kitty, oh dear, don't go, you must stay. We shouted and cried as she ran away, but still she abandoned us right there and then. We thought that we'd never see our kitty again. Oh no, not puppy too, come back. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all up the street, I saw a little black cat with little wet feet. She sat in an alley, path dark and scary. She didn't look jolly. She didn't look merry. She looked so alone as she sat there and pondered, as if she was lost and unsure where she'd wandered. And then she began to meow and bellow. She cried for a while and said, meow, meow, meow. Hello, hello. What do we have here? A little black cat. Don't you have a home? Let's look into that. There, little cat. It'll be all right. You shouldn't be out on this cold, wintry night. I'll take you upstairs to dry off your fur. Would you like some food? And this little kitty said, purr. Now my home's a bit empty. Why, it's practically bare, but I still have a little, and I'm happy to share. I grabbed a clean towel and dried off her back and sat down a plate with a small, tasty snack. Do you like this old tree? The one on the shelf? You know, I adorned it all by myself. You won't see any tinsel, not even one line. It only has photos. They're all black and white. Come sit with me, cat, and let me show you the folk in my life and the people I knew. Here's Aunt Inks with my brother Bobby, with her dear cousin Clancy and his daughter Dottie. That's Edgar the Elder with my father Frank, next to Grandma Gail and my husband Hank. These are my in-laws, Ike and Ella, with their two juveniles, John and Jonah. They each had a kid, Kendra and Ken. What the ling-ling goes on in Lander and Len. Here's my mother and Marge with her lovely niece Nan, with her offspring Oscar and her panther Pam. That's the Quinn in the quilt, a family heirloom. He's related to Robert, who hails from Khartoum. That's my sister Sophie and her twins Tina and Todd, with your dear uncle Uptoon, who had a nose that was odd. That's Vasha, my friend, or friend in Afghans. She's a waiter's wife, and he's my son. This is the last one, my favorite. It's the whole silly gang at Christmas reunion when we laughed and we sang, "We met in New York near the end of December. I wrote on the picture so I'd always remember. And here it says, Xmas night, 1962. We're spending our Yule at the Central Park Zoo." This cat looked entranced while I patted her fur. She still stared at each other, pictured before her. "You should know, cat, that I'm still quite content with only this tree that looks slightly bent. You may not have jewels or a car or a yacht, but I still have my memories. That's quite a lot." Little cat, this is what Christmas should be. It's not about stuff from Big Selling Spree. It's not about presents all over the place. It's not about food or stuffing your face. Like Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, and did you see? Christmas is all about family. Home is where the heart is. That's what they say. So I'll bet your poor heart feels miles away. Don't fret, little cat. Wipe off that tear. We can find your home. Then you can stay here. But I could tell she was homesick. She wanted more. That's when I heard a scratch at the door. "There's someone to see you, you lucky black cat. I think he knows where your home is at." Like a furry black flash, she flew out the door. She was moving so fast, she didn't touch the floor. "So I guess you'll be leaving," I said with a sigh. "So I'm so glad I met you." "Tell you folks," I said, "hi." So I sat in my chair and put my tree in my lap and settled myself for a long winter nap. I was happy to know she had a home of her own. Too bad I'll be spending my Christmas alone. But just when I started to slumber and snore, again I heard a scratching at my front door. The cat had come back. She had something to do. "What do you want?" And Kitty said, "Meow too." "'Twas the night before Christmas. We were filled with regrets. We sat in our seats, missing our pets. The house seemed so empty without them around. I wished I'd hoped they were both safe and sound." Then onto the door there arose such a knock, I sprang to my chair from sudden shock. Then what to my wondering eyes should appear but Kitty and Puppy and a lady most dear. "They're home, they're home. Christmas is safe. Welcome home, Kitty. I hope you behave. And thank you, dear lady, for bringing them back. I hope that you're safe for a Christmas snack." She did. Don't you know? In fact, she moved in. Some friends are like family, and she became kin. Up there is her photo. It's high on the trees, wrapped in snug in the branches of all to see. So Kitty's home now. I think what she'll say. She's gone off to bed for this very after this very long day. The story's over now that everything's all right. A Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. The end.